What's up, everybody? Eddie Greer, host of another Running Towards the Front podcast. Yes, it's going to take some time to get used to this. Welcome back. This is the first episode officially here for the Running Towards the Front podcast. All things running. All miscellaneous things as well. So, looking forward to get this thing rolling. Episode one here, folks. As we get things started, of course, big thank you, though, first, again, to Ben and Trey Corners of the Manhattan Running Company store here in Manhattan, Kansas, for letting me get this off the ground, asking them for permission first for getting this thing off the ground. So, big thanks to them. They're going to be a huge part of the show moving forward. And this is the right time. Like I said, in the little sneak peek there, which is out now, wherever you get your podcast. Right now we should be on Apple right now. Also waiting on confirmation from Spotify as well. So we're slowly getting out there. I'm waiting until I get confirmation before making an official announcement on the social media page as well. So it's a little bit of slow, but people, I put it on my story on Facebook/Instagram. And so some people know about it. So, but yeah, well, can't wait to really, really dive into this. Obviously, this is not all going to be about me. Well, you're going to get my updates of what's going on with me. Plus, obviously, some races in the area here in Manhattan. That's going to be really getting going here. Probably in 2 weeks. Yeah, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast on the 2nd of March. 2023. It's been a busy night for me podcast-wise because I host another podcast as well. So getting that done and then now just doing this one for a little bit with you guys. So Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple, Running Towards the Front podcast, baby. You have another podcast back here getting kickstarted. So definitely excited for this podcast as well. So I'll be talking about the races coming up. A lot of them be going on this month, and there's one next week that I'm going to be talking about. Well, I'll mention briefly towards the end. I want to save that towards the end of the episode here, so that way, if you don't get anything else from this episode, I want you to get the, if you have not signed up already for these races, you might want to go ahead and do that. I know they just bumped up the prices for Tallgrass and I believe it's St. Patrick's Day race. We're not talking about a fake Patty's. We're not talking about that one. Nope. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day run, the 2 mile and the 10K, March 17th. You know, I want to say that's right. Yeah, I gotta go back and check that. I believe that's correct on that as well. But yeah, for me, let's start with me first. And of course, yes, I also hope to get some guests on the show as well. So it's just not me rambling and talking. That's definitely the goal. Obviously, not just about running, but obviously checking out track and field season upon us as well. I have a heavy track background, and now obviously turned distance runner, but I have a heavy track background. So definitely wanted to put that in this podcast as well. This is gonna be a little bit of me and a lot about the community here in Manhattan. And of course, we'll take a look at some national things, maybe here and there. A lot of people training for some big races. I know the lottery came out for the New York City Marathon. One of my friends has got into that from the lottery via the lottery as well. Another person that I know, not mentioning names right now, that person got into Chicago recently as well. So all that being said and done as well, and of course, let's not forget about the big race coming up here in April, the Boston Marathon coming up as well. So yeah, we're gonna be dipping our toe in every little bit of everything on this podcast. That's what this podcast is all about, Running Towards the Front podcast. So I'm excited. And about me, all right, so just a little bit of update where I'm at right now on this March 2nd sitting here records podcast. This is going to go out, it's going to be posted and edited on tonight, which we should go out either Friday or Saturday. Again, I'm waiting on a couple of the podcast platforms to accept running towards the front podcast. So you listen to this a little slow. I apologize, but I had to wait on confirmation from other podcast platforms to get it out. And once I do have that, the word go, it's on from there. So, but again, I'm going to say this real quick. The goal of this podcast is to be a two-week podcast. Every two-week podcast. Not an every-week podcast. Now, I know maybe for the first two episodes, you might get it. But after that, it's going to be a every two-week episode podcast. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Every 2 weeks of episode of the Running Toward the Front podcast will come out. So that's what we're striving for here as well. So I meant to double-check the date on St. Patrick's Day. The Paddy's Day race here. Getting that right now. But yes, about me, Eddie Greer. I'm only going to be doing one marathon race this year. Originally, I was going to do no marathon races this year and focus on focus on my speed, like doing half marathons, things like that. But I saw a little bit of promo about grandma. I've been hearing more about grandmas. I did get laughed at a few weeks ago at a at my 3-year-old's, which was her little Emma's birthday party. I got a lot of laughs out of that when I told him while I was running. But it's legit. I'm telling you, it's pretty legit. And it's, I am currently training for the Grandma's Marathon, which is falls this year on Father's Day weekend. That is why I am doing that. Originally, I was going to do no marathons. I was set, had my eyes set on Bill Steiner Half Marathon and one of them half marathons in the fall. That was my goal or my plan. Well, that changed when the Grandma's date came out and said, wow, this is coming off of two of my running buddies, Tom and Brendan, did this race last year and had a blast. I know Tom raves about it, and he qualified this race so on his first try. But that's how that all got started. By even prior to Tom and Brendan running that, I heard Grandma's Marathon from another person as well prior to that. I'd never been in Minnesota before, so I'm anxious to get up there now that it's pretty much official now, finally. The issue is, why I say that, because of the housing situation, and sees what they say. I mean, they've never had this issue before with trying to get all these many guys, these many people into these housing situations. You look on right now, all the hotels. I just literally, because I was on my, I was talking to my bank about my situation. Well, not my situation, not from a financial standpoint. I'm okay. I'm good with that. But just like, why is my car going through trying to pay for this room and car? I know this car works. I know it ain't nothing wrong with it. Debit/credit card. So, but finally that all got cleared. Everything, he double checked everything and he said everything was good. So I should have did this all along, reserved a room, because originally I was going to apply for one of the housing markets up over there, whether that was Superior Housing, Lake Superior, and Minnesota Duluth. Yeah, that was the number one choice that I went with. I filled out an application and everything, and they didn't get back. They still haven't got back to me. And I filled that out in the beginning of February. They have yet to get back with me and to the other girls and guys and gals who have applied for this race. I shouldn't say apply, but apply for this race as well. Or I should say apply, sign up, whatever, same thing there. And, you know, it's starting to, every day goes by, no answer. You get a little worried, and look, I just want to get, instead, I went on the attack mode today. I went on the attack mode and say, hey, you know, the face group that I'm a part of, this 2023 Grandma's Marathon participant page that I'm a part of now, mentioned this hotel along with a couple others. I did the research, folks. I did the research, and The rest of the hotels up there are sold out. Over there, they've been sold out for a while. They've been sold out for a while, folks, to do that. So I got one of the last rooms at the hotel I'm going to be staying at. Literally the last room, last two rooms of that as well. I reserved it. So that way I just go up there. I'm going to go old school and pay for it up front. That's the easy way. I know I got the money. I know I got the money to go up there. So that's the plan. So it's official now. Going up there, looking to score big, man. Score big on my lifetime goal of sub 3. I've been knocking on the door the last couple of fall marathons. Spring, and you guessed, this is a early summer marathon. The last two springs, I've had terrible luck with performances of those races. I know last year it was Oklahoma City last year, the OKC Marathon, the Run to Remember Marathon. That was, I just felt very tired during the whole thing. And of course you're dealing with crappy weather. That was the issue last year as well. You can't control the weather in these things. So that's, I mean, it is what it is. Either it's a perfect day or if it's not. You'd be lucky if it's in between. But the same if it is that, you know, hey, I mean, the last two spring marathons have been nothing but miserable. And then the other one was Eisenhower Marathon, which is in Abilene, Kansas, for those that don't know. That was worse. And somebody came in with a respectable time of, 3 hours and 15 minutes, but still that was a bad race because we got ended up getting turned around, like, 3 times. In that the people didn't know where they were going, so that was a really frustrating race there. So like I said, going back to my original point here on this podcast, first episode of the Running Towards the Front podcast, Eddie Greer here with you guys, coming from, of course, Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State University. my plan was not to run a spring marathon, right? So I avoided that. So doing this one, the Grandma's Marathon, which really, with all the sold out bookings of all these hotels and all these dorms, and the lack of communication with the University of Minnesota Duluth, which I applied for that in the beginning of February, and still haven't heard back from them. I sent an email yesterday, sent another email 2 weeks ago, checking on everything. So that's crappy communication. Clean up the vocabulary there. I could say a lot more, but I'm not going to go down that avenue on this podcast. But yeah, that's where I'm at with that right now in training right now. And I'm coming off of a half marathon. I did a trail half, my second trail half that I completed last week. The John Brown, which was actually the first ever John Brown half, all the way out there down south, Osawatomie, Kansas. Never been out there before. I actually had a blast. the core. Okay, so for those that don't know, this is another transition here segment. Segue to another transway segment. Or, yeah. another transition segue here. John Brown half. All trail. You're running from Osawatomie to, like, kind of the edge. Or closer to You're basically going right by next to the John Brown highway, right there. Not the interstate. I'm talking about the John Brown highway, right there. The two-lane highway right there. It connects. For the first couple, you're on this side of the half of the trail, and then you have to hop on over that highway to do the rest of it. It's an outback, 6.2 there, 2.2 the other way. It's pretty much outback, point-to-point, pretty simple. Finished fourth overall and ended up winning my age group too as well. Wow, I was like, wow, man. So I was just in a groove, man, last weekend out there and just trying to really compete. That's what it is now. Time's going to take care of itself. I got to stop worrying about that. If you pass enough runners, that's going to take care of itself, which I did. I passed a lot of runners. I'm working on a little bit of a marathon strategy. Now I figure it's the right time to do it. Well, with a few more other races, that was my fourth. Last weekend was my fourth race of 2023 already. I felt like I didn't race enough in the fall.
I ran four races in the fall of 2020, last fall. Four races. I already matched that.
And we're in March with a couple more races left on the table. I could be doing some short stuff as well prior to Grand Miles as well. So, hey, I'm going to do this. If I'm going to do it big, I'm going to do it my way. So, that's where I'm at with that. I thought it was pretty simple. I know there's one big hill to deal with. That wasn't too bad at all. So, yeah, I mean, we got lucky. We all got lucky not dealing with that much wind. That brutal Kansas wind. Got lucky. It was a nice morning to go out there, run, compete, go out there and pick off people like I usually do on half marathons. In marathons for that matter, but particularly lately, I've been picking off people on half marathons a lot. And that's why I wanted to originally focus on halves. But the opportunity for Grandma's came up and I hopped on it, signed up everything, and I finally reserved a room, which is in my name. All I gotta go up there is we're gonna go old school and go up there and pay for it. Right there, my name, my card is on it. So got the itinerary thing ready to go. So that's finally said and done after an adventurous 2 months of where you're gonna stay at before this, because a lot of people are having to sell their bibs. Yes, this is one. This is, I think, for me. I haven't even ran this race yet. That's in June, June 17th on Father's Day weekend. This is one of the more prestigious races. I mean, everyone talks about Boston, New York, and Chicago. Everybody talks about that. Nobody, you hear a little bit about Grandma's here and there. I'm very surprised. I haven't even run this race yet. So very surprised about the limit. This race kind of under the radar a little bit, but that's just because it's my opinion, my podcast. That's just my opinion. Now, I know several people that have run Grandma's, like I said earlier, Tom, Brendan, and then a couple more people that I don't know that I overheard the conversation ran this race as well. So, yeah, you hear a lot about Boston, part of the six majors. We don't call it three here. You got to go to London. London, Berlin. That's London. That's right. London, Berlin, and Tokyo. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, a lot of people are into that kind of stuff. Look, I just want to run. Hey, when I got back into this thing, I went all about getting back to Boston. Now, again, that could change. My lifetime goal was sub 3. I wasn't going back in and saying, hey, I want to run Boston, and that. And y'all might be surprised about what I talk about Boston. Hey, nothing wrong with it. Nothing's wrong. Nothing wrong. That's just my point of view. My goals. I just want to just go get back in and prove to myself I can do it. I'm on a doorstep of checking all the boxes, really. So we'll have to see what happens the rest of the way. I know training in the middle of running all these races coming up for yours truly here. So definitely going to be interesting to see how this all for me plays out, because I got one shot at this. So I'm not. It's not. If I get it, awesome. It's going to be a huge day, huge celebration for damn sure. Right. If I don't. Hey, I don't. You know, this is what, attempt number 6, something like that. I'm on the same pathway as Mike Cafuzzi. You don't know who he is. He's a YouTube guy that IGs his stuff, his running stuff. And he finally got under 3 last summer in the Grandma's Marathon. So I'm shooting for that right there. I want to be Cafuzzi. So that's what I'm shooting for. Right there, you're listening to the Running Towards the Front podcast, this new running podcast all about running and from time to time miscellaneous stuff. Eddie Greer here. Big thanks to Manhattan Running Company again for letting me start this thing up. Originally, we had a running podcast here in town called Ben and Berries. Ben Siegel, who I mentioned already several times now, who co-owns Manhattan Running Company with Trey Vernon and his buddy. Barry Luck was on that podcast. They were that was a good podcast for when it was coming out. But that kind of went away for a while, and I figured it's been on my heart. This has been kind of been on my heart lately.
again, I'm not the smartest person, but I do know quite a bit about running. So I come from a track background, so you're gonna get a little bit different perspective coming from me. And we're gonna have some guests, hopefully in the near future, to talk about that and check out some of the. We got track and field season coming up as well. Want to bring some track folk on as well as all, and obviously bring on some of my friends on this podcast as well. So this is, I want this to be fun. I know got one in the bag already as far as guests goes for sure. But when all this comes out, they're gonna know, and I think a lot of people will want the opportunity to share their stories. I mean, this is what it's all about. So definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, so we'll see what happens, man. If I get it, it'll be a special day. If not, it's okay. It's all right. The experience. This is like one of those things, the experience of something new, a fresh outlook. As somebody said earlier, needed a fresh breath of air or something like that to that extent there. So we'll see what happens. Again, I'll keep you guys apprised of what I'm doing. I got a lot going on all of a sudden. So with races and training at the same time, I don't think it's too bad. At all. So, fourth at John Brown, top five finish, fourth at John Brown on a trail. Now, again, my strength is, my bread and butter is road racing. So, but to get fourth on that, keeps my somewhat trail experience and finishes in top five intact. with the frustrating finishes on a Pony Express half marathon, which is up in Marysville, Kansas. I'll get into that. I ain't got time for that right now, but the frustrating finish is up there, falling short three times in a row there, and then there was another one that I'm leaving out. Oh, yeah, the other one that I finished out of the top five was the Pilgrim half, which was a very, 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 very cold day a few years ago when I was starting to get back into this thing. In this deal called running. So, but yeah, I was very happy with it. Very happy, and I almost got the third. Did not have enough time to get there. The dude in front of me held his position. At one point, coming up the hill, coming to the home stretch there, I thought I could get him, but I could not get there, and he pulled away a little bit towards the end as well. So I saw him for a lot of that home stretch there, but couldn't get him there when needed. So, but that's an update, recent update on me right now. And next week, of course, for Kansas State is the Big 12 Championship Tournament. Not championship. Big 12 Tournament in KC. And as I'm recording this on March 2nd, K-State will has the opportunity to win their last regular season game and be the official 2 seed in the Big 12 Tournament. Exciting times here in Manhattan. And speaking of KC, there's going to be a couple of races, and of course, I better start with this one. I don't know. Hopefully, I can get this out this weekend. It's the Stilly Half going down this weekend. Down in Stillwater, Oklahoma, folks. That's going down. I had the privilege last year. Well, first off, a couple years ago, I did the half. Finished top. I think I finished fifth or sixth. That was the inaugural Stilly Half. We actually finished top five there. And that's the year when I did both the Stilly Half and the Bill Snyder. So that was a lot of fun. That course is challenging itself there. You got your lake run, and then you have some your usual set of hills. You had that, but that was a fun course to run on there. And of course, last year I did the 5K there, which came a bit short there. Came in second. If you catch the theme of this podcast, a lot of seconds in there. Fell a second there. That's mainly because I was running with half marathoners there, and the leader got away in the last mile. That's there. So, yeah, if you're in the area or just getting home, I don't think you'll get it in time. But by the time this rolls out, this event would have started. So it'll be at 7 a.m. Gonna go the start time buzzer. I'm gonna go with that. It starts at 7 right there. Stilly Half Marathon and the 5K run there. Down in Stillwater, of course, Manhattan Running Company also helps out with that, so that's why it's on there. And then, so getting to the KC part, finally. So next week there's gonna be two races going down. Westport will have a 4K run. That did not sound right. A 4 mile run race down the Westport area next Saturday, and that's gonna be going on at the same time I think that's going to start an hour earlier. Got to double check times, but you guys can check the times and schedules and stuff like that. You can, don't count me on that, but Westport, 4 mile race run down in Westport next weekend, and then same day on the 11th, you have the Big 12 run, which accumulates with the Big 12 tournament. I'm excited to do that. This is what I'm going to be doing next weekend. The Big 12. This has been on my bucket list, actually, for quite a while now. But I've been doing, every year I've been doing a St. Patrick's Day race here in town, here in Manhattan. So finally, I'm getting an opportunity to do that race. And you know what I'm going to come out with. Take a wild guess what I'm going to come out with. Yeah, that's right. I'm coming out with them K-State colors, baby. So I'm looking forward to that. I expect to be right up towards the front. with the theme of this podcast, if you catch the theme of this podcast, running towards the front podcast, I expect to be right there in the mix. We'll see how it goes. KC got a lot of fast runners. You don't want to go to sleep in Kansas City. KC, if I would have known this several years ago when I was living in KC that for 1 year, who knows, I might have stuck around. But they have a really tight community, running community up there, which is 2 hours away from, or less, depending on where you're going, about 2 hours away from here, Manhattan, Kansas, and they have a tremendous running community up there. So, and my brother, Alex, shout out Alex, he's gonna be on this podcast at some point. Oh yeah, he'll be on this podcast. He even reached out, so he'll probably end up getting first dibs on one of these special guest interviews coming up. But yeah, he's gotten involved with it and to see what he's been doing from the outside, and now being able to run races with him for the last several weeks now. Awesome running community. Shout out KC Running Company. So I put no shame on Manhattan Running Company here early, because there's some talented, there's some great people here in Manhattan as well. But I want to shout KC Running Company as well on this podcast as well for what they've been doing to try to restore everything before, unfortunately, COVID hit. And that's what Manhattan Running Company is trying to do as well. So that's the next race on the list. I know I saw it on the initial schedule. So the Westport 4 mile run next Saturday. I believe that starts an hour earlier. The Big 12 run starts at I'm already getting it wrong already. The Big 12 run starts at 9. Almost giving you false information. Starts at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. on the dot. I believe it's the start line's right next to the T-Mobile Center, which I usually call that Sprint Center, because when I went to school at K-State several years ago, that's what it was. And I like it that better than T-Mobile. I don't know why. So I don't know why that is. But yeah, I like it better. So I just roll with that every time I tell people. That's the Sprint Center that we're going to be playing in for the Big 12 for a shot to go on a little bit of a run as far as the men's basketball team goes. But that's where the next races are. And of course, I'm going to go ahead and promote the St. Patrick's Day races, which will be on the 18th. So again, got that one wrong, because I said 17th. What am I doing? The 18th St. Patrick's Day run races, the 2 mile and the 10K, baby. I did both of these last year. So much fun. I did both races last year. So I plan on doing just one this year, which is I'm looking at the 2 mile. I'm not doing the 10 this year because I signed up for a race after that. Yes, I'm in race hungry here in the beginning of 2023. So I'm not gonna be for what it is and trying to be take it easy on the body. I'm not doing the 10K this time around. I'm just doing the 2 mile because I won it last year and I want to see what I can do better. If I could go a little bit more harder, because I definitely was not going. I was taking the easy because I knew how to get, if I had a little bit of break, I knew how to run another race in like 30 minutes. So it's a quick turnaround, but it was a lot of fun doing that last year. And given the circumstances of my schedule, I'm not doing the 10K this year. I'm just doing the 2 mile. I might be doing another short, fast race before that, which is a 1 mile. Race. We'll see how that all shakes. I know they have a small pool that they want to get like it was at John Brown. They kept the John Brown was small to 150 runners. This one that I'm curious about also is going to be held at 150, but it's only going to be a straight up street mile race there. So
Yeah, that's it's gonna be a lot of fun to see what happens there. And I'm gonna go ahead and also plug in while we're at it here. And I'm gonna stop it right here with the I mentioned Tallgrass tribute at the concert early in this podcast.
Yep,
it's back. Tallgrass tribute. It's a trail race at the famous Conta out there. If you live in the Manhattan area, you know what I'm talking about. 20 miler, 14K, and 50K. And this, 2 years ago, I did the inaugural 50K race, which I came in third with that big. It was kind of a big field for that one. So very, very good. If you go out, the Conta by itself produces or has some of the more of the gorgeous. Some of the gorgeous sunrises you can ever see. And probably sunsets too, for that matter. But I know every time I've been out there, at least lately, I know I missed out last week because I was at another trail race that also wanted me. So it wasn't there. But again, they have some of the more beautiful sunrises you can see out there. So, but it is going to be home to the Tallgrass Tribute April 1st. So if you have not signed up yet, you interested, definitely make sure that's this one again has just more, excuse me, than the 50K, 14K, and the 20 miler. So that will start at 7 April 1st. And no, that's not a joke, it's for real. I know that's April Fool's Day, but that's not a joke. Tallgrass Tribute, that is not a joke, it's for real, it's on the schedule. So go check out Manhattan Running Company. .com for more details on that. So I'm going to stop it right there because we did Westport. Westport's next week along with the Big 12 race. I will be in KC next weekend. Again, that's the Senior Records Podcast on the 2nd. And then, of course, the week after that, it's going to be the St. Patrick's Day races. The 2 mile at 10 in the morning. And then 10:45, the 10K goes down. And a couple weeks later, Tallgrass out at the Conta. 7 o'clock a.m. April 1st. And that, again, to remind people one more time, it is April Fool's Day, but I'm not fooling you. It's for real. It's for real, folks. So make sure you check that out. And I believe right now, as we're going to end it, this episode, let's see if I pull my email real quick here. The store, Manhattan Running Company, shout out. Once again, Manhattan Running Company, once again, for being a automatic partner in this thing here. Let's see. I saw it earlier. I highlighted it earlier. There we go. Yeah. So, you're doing a little bit of a clearance here for athletes extended here. 15% off right now. Again, I'm sending you a recording podcast March 2nd. It has been extended for the student athlete discount there. So, it looks like it's going to be. Actually, I'm going to read this here. I got from my email. March 19th will now be the new cutoff for the 15% off for student athletes discount. That means student athletes will continue to receive this discount on shoes and spikes right up until the 19th. So that's right. That's the weekend of the St. Patrick's Day races here in town, here in Manhattan. So definitely, you're a student athlete. Again, this is a new running podcast. So definitely, if you're a listener right now, make sure you get this out, share it with your friends, tell your friends about this new community running podcast, folks. Here in Manhattan, Kansas, but also can be for Junction City, Waumego, you know the deal, even folks in Kansas City as well. So definitely get the word out, and also get the word out about this discount right now at Manhattan Running Company, 15% off for student athletes. It's been extended. I don't know what the original date was, but I know the noon date now, March 19th, the cutoff. 15% off of shoes and spikes and all that good stuff. So definitely, if you are interested, well, if you're wanting a new pair of shoes or anything like that, and you, I'm going to go ahead and say it. If you don't have, you know, the right, like I talked about the whole housing situation about the money, then now's the right time to do it. Go to Manhattan Running Company and check out some of the sales they have over there. And one main sale is the 15% off over there as well. So definitely make sure you go over there and check out all the stuff out, the new stuff, the current stuff, and the clearance stuff items. I'm sure over there right now. I know I need to go back in there at some point. Maybe next, probably next week, to go in there before I head to KC and check out some of that stuff as well. So definitely make a plan stop or make a random stop to MRC, Manhattan Running Company. On the next episode of the Running Towards the Front podcast, should be, again, I'm letting you know now, this is going to be a every 2 week podcast. It could be one next week, or I'll wait until the week of the St. Patrick's Day races to go over, to talk about what's next. And of course, by then, I'm going to have a race to recap again by that point. And actually, a couple of races to recap, really, for that point. Not one for me, and those are going to be two on the MRC side as well. And then I'm going to start working on contacting guests as well, getting that all situated. But once I get the confirmation from Apple Podcasts and Spotify officially, then I'll let you guys know that a new running podcast here in Manhattan Company, Manhattan, Kansas, Manhattan Running Company, is out represented here in the community, and I wanted to do it. So definitely definitely excited as we continue to, or I should say begin to move forward as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it on another, the first episode of the Running Towards the Front podcast. All things running and sometimes going melissanious. Oh, this is going off the rails. Sometimes random stuff here on this podcast. Eddie Greer, the host of this podcast, once again and again. Make sure if you're a friend of mine or you're a listener, make sure you get this out. I will do my best to what I can do to get this thing out. And it's up to you guys as well, Manhattan, Kansas Nation, to do it as well. So a lot to look forward to. Lots in store for I got a lot going on. That's planned for this podcast as well. So hopefully that once we really get things get going here, we can really start to really impact the community. That's what I wanted to do here on this podcast. But that's going to do it. We have reached the finish line of episode one of the Running Towards the Front podcast. We're going to be on Apple Podcasts for right now and Spotify and possibly iHeartRadio as well. So definitely join us for the ride. It's going to be a wide, it's going to be some ride. This is going to be some journey, folks, that we're going to be running into, folks, with all the big races going on, including the obvious one, Boston, in April, which is next month. Oh, man. Already? Yeah, already. Next month. And you have Grandma's in June, Father's Day weekend, which I'm going to be a participant of that as well. So I can go on and on, but we're going to cut it off right here for right now in this episode. Appreciate y'all for once again checking us out here on this podcast. Big thanks again to Manhattan Running Company. We might be getting another partner, not sure. Or I might be getting another partner. Well, either way, could be getting another partner on the show. That would be really awesome as well. So definitely be out and look out for that. All right, folks, continue to show up. Work hard, show up, and we'll talk to you on the next edition of the Running Towards the Front podcast.